Weather conditions across the Midwest are expected to stay mostly good as we go forward through the next few days, but there will be a little disruption in two areas. First, we're going to see rain occur across the central and eastern portions of the Midwest today. Already this morning, some rainfall has been reported in portions of Illinois and also in the southeastern Missouri. As we go forward through the day, we'll see these showers working their way further to the east across the remainder of the Midwest. And the other area of interest is in the upper parts of the region, extending from the Dakotas into portions of Minnesota and northwestern Iowa. These areas will likely see occasional snowfall during the course of the day today. The snow is not expected to be very heavy, except in parts of Minnesota, mostly west central through northern portions of Minnesota, and maybe a few spots in eastern North Dakota. At this hour, there is some heavy snow still occurring, though, in parts of South Dakota, but all that will diminish from southwest to northeast as we go through the afternoon and overnight tonight. None of the snow in the upper Midwest is expected to work its way through the rest of the Midwest, but there is a frontal boundary that arcs from the snowfall area back across the heart of the Midwest, and that's the reason for our shower activity today. The rain will be light. I don't expect to see very many locations pick up on much meaningful precipitation, but with that said, we will indeed have some scattered precipitation across many areas, and the majority of this precipitation should be a fairly short lived. I don't think we're going to see any prolonged period of rainy weather, at least not right now. Now, next week's a whole different story. We will expect to see today's rain event moving swiftly across the region by this evening. Almost everybody in the eastern Midwest will have seen their rain, although Ohio and southeastern portions of Indiana and Kentucky will still have precipitation occurring overnight. The snow in the upper Midwest will linger tomorrow, mostly as snow showers and snow flurries because of cold air pushing into the region. That cold air mass will overspread all of the Midwest. There may be a few snow showers that occur a little bit further to the south into Iowa and parts of northern Illinois and northern Indiana as we move from tomorrow night into Friday and Friday night, but don't look for the snow to accumulate in a significant manner. It'll be mostly a little breezy period of time with temperatures chilling down quite a bit. We'll look for the high temperatures across many areas in the Midwest today, varying from the 20s and 30s in the northwest to reading still in the 50s to around 60 degrees in the southeast. But this will be the last of the warmer days for the eastern Midwest for just a little while. We'll look for the coolest air across the region to occur Friday into Saturday. And during that period, we'll see high temperatures in the teens and 20s in the far northwest, 20s and 30s across the northeast, and mostly upper 30s and 40s in the lower parts of the Midwest. A warming trend will take place as we get into the early to middle part of next week. That sets the stage for our next couple of storm systems. There will be at least two that occur in that last week of the month, and they could produce generalized rainfall across a big part of the Midwest, making for perhaps a sloppy Christmas holiday period. Well, the temperatures will turn cooler as that couple of storm systems work their way through the Midwest, but it won't be as cold as it will be here a little bit later this week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.